sea shower and the geyseres that I can't fly, the yekaina. So the Mishnah says the Amar Zachsidi Sada. So Parshup Shad is that you only kind of when you make a dibur. That was Tavis is happening. First, Tavis brings two rides that's not true. One from the Gemara beforehand, Afyud, which he debates. Maybe it's not a raya because over there there was an afilo. And two, he has a raya from Rav Yossi Rav Chanina, who says, Chatzer Shalom Kadosh Shalomi Daito.
I mean, the first raya is from Dalet Amos.
From Dalet Amos, yes. From the Gemara's Kasha.
It's not so poshut that those are the same.
Okay, yes. But from the Gemara's Kasha, that Chilo Omer may have it. And then the second raya is from Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. It says, Chatzer Shalom Kadosh Shalomi Daito. Therefore, Taibit says that. And you know, I've got the Omar. Why does it say it? For the Sefer. Okay. So it comes along the Marsha. Let's read the Marsha and Maram Shif inside. So Marsha is easy to read. Maram Shif is a little harder, and the beer is harder. So, somewhat what I, you know, the beer, I think, is just for the record. What happened was yesterday, okay, we'll see. I said as Svara, someone said I said the same in the beer, but I don't say it wasn't the same as the beer, it was similar.
As Chatoy Maskeya,
yeah. Similar, but not exactly. Okay, but let's see.
Which Tysis is this? Is Zachsaloy, right?
So we're Tysis. It's a good question. Which Tysis? I turn to the Marsha, Zachsaloy. Okay. Ba'ayin Amar Rav, was it Yehuda ben Chanina? What was it? Rav Yossi ben Chanina?
Yes.
Okay, I can't forget the name. Chatzera Shoda Gashomi Daito. Hava Gavd Matamina and Hakta Rav Yossi Bechotzer Mishtameris. So the Marsha is a Kasha. That's a Chotzer Mishtameris. We call a girl. The mind the maksha the tikni leisadayu, but can't you know I say got died to the marry because of mishtameres. There's a havamina was that they didn't know that Rav Yossi is talking about a chotzer mishtameres. A mind al tikshin lehach, Rav Yossi Rav Chanina guv masisim. It's interesting. Marsha says that the Hamina was that they didn't know that Rav Yehuda is talking about a chotzer mishtameres. I mean, this is a side point, but I thought the other way, that they didn't know that our Mishnah is a chotzer sheina mishtameres. But okay, I am corrected. He says, obviously, it was obvious in our mission is a chotzer shein mishtameres. But they didn't know that Rav Yossi Rav Chanina is a chotzer mishtameres. So at that point, they didn't know.
Tysis Navaraya?
What? So he says, I can't hear you. What?
Tysis does not have a raya?
No, he's trying to explain what Tavis' raya is. The Marsha is bothered by a kasha. Tavis doesn't have a raya. Tavis hasn't got a raya.
Right.
Because Rav Yossi Rav Chanina is by a chotzer mishtameres. And our mission is a chotzer shein mishtameres.
Correct.
So we say because the Gemara and the Havamina thought that Rav Yossi Rav Chanina was also by a chotzer shein mishtameres. Which I think is a shtickokinis that they thought Rav Yehuda Chanina is also by a chotzer shei mishtameres. So if our mission is dafka, so they should have asked the stira. That our Mishnah is it says it's the stira. Rav Yehuda Chanina says you don't need shalomi daita. And the Mishnah says only when you say.
How can Rebbe, I understand, how could it be that the Havin was Rebbe was saying that's also the Ein Mishnah Meris, that would not be an Ein Mishnah Meris, because then what was the kash on Yehuda Mishmul? Because Yehuda Mishmul said there has to be a Mibitzidei, right?
Yeah, well, it depends what the Chiddush was. I thought that they thought of Yehuda Mishmul saying even by a Chatzar Mishnah Meris, you know, Mibitzidei. I just got it backwards. What can I tell you? I'm allowed to get things backwards. I'm not saying I was right. I thought that the Gemara did not know. You know, the Gemara did not split Mishtameris and Amishtameris. They never heard of such a thing. So I thought they thought every it's Mishtameris. But okay, and Rav Yehuda Rav Shmuel saying even Mishtameris needs Omei Bitsida. And he's saying, no, that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel was by Eina Mishtameris. But the Marsha says the other way. I have no reason not to say it. I don't even know why I thought that way. I just thought that way, you know. I just know that's what I thought. What he's saying is that they always knew that our Mishnah is Eina Mishtameris. And the Gemara's Kasha was...
Havamina.
And the Gemara's Ami, what they thought of Yehuda Bar Shmuel was also that the Mishnah, they thought... Rav Yaiti Rav Chanina was also talking about an Eina Mishtameris.
And you see, he didn't have to say anything.
Rashi says, Achshav,
he Mishtameris. Standing there makes a Mishtameris.
Yeah.
That means we thought it was Eina Mishtameris, the Mishnah, right?
But you're in the Gemara's answer. I'm talking about the Gemara's Havamino. The answer. We're not arguing the answer. I don't even know what the Nafkamina is. The Gemara and the Havamina compared Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who was talking about our Mishnah, to Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. So the Marsha says that they always knew Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel talking about a Chotzer She'ena Mishtameris, and they thought that Rav Yosef Rav Chanina is talking about a chatzar she'ena mishtameris. Okay. I thought the other way. What can I do? I just thought the other way. I thought that obviously Rav Yehuda Bar Chanina is talking about stam chatzar. Stam chatzar is a chatzar mishtameris. They thought that our Mishnah also is a chatzar mishtameris, or included as a chatzar mishtameris. But okay. Anyway, the Marsha says not like me. The Marsha says not like me.
What's talking about Stam Chatz? What will be a Stam Chatz?
I don't know. The Marsha is saying that the Gemara always knew that our Mishnah is a Chatz Hashem Mishtameris. And the reason why they asked Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, because they thought that Rav Yosef Rav Chanina is also talking about a Chatz Hashem Mishtameris. Okay. I say fine. So he's saying, according to the Gemara's Havamina, I don't even know if it would make any difference. Because the Marsha could have said the same answer my way too. It just
what's a svara, Rebbe? Why should it work an Eina Mishtameris that it's a zoicha?
Why do you need Mishtameris? The Gemara didn't know you need. The Gemara thought that there's no, you don't need Mishtameris.
I'm saying that's the whole get didn't get in. I'm saying if you're learning it from get, I'm saying certainly it's always Mishtameris, either Yad, whatever it is.
I don't know. Okay, listen, I don't know. I don't have the big keys from Gittin. But the Gemara thought that, according to the way Marsha sets it up, that they didn't thought that even though it's a Chatzar She'ena Mishtameris, you don't need Omei Bitzida. That's what the Gemara thought. That's what he says. So the question he's saying at that stage of the Gemara, that they thought that the Mishnah is by a Chatzar She'ena Mishtameris. And Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina is by a Chatzar She'ena Mishtameris. So why didn't they ask Akasha? That how come in our Mishnah says you need an Amira? And Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina says you don't need Amira. Must be that they understood that the Mishnah is lav dafka. See, I take it back. It could be that the Marsha has to argue with me. Because if you would learn like me, the Havamina was that the Mishnah is Mishtameres, and Rav Yaisi Rav Chanina is also Mishtameres. All you see is that the Gemara in the Havamina, when they held this Mishtameres, they held the Mishnah's Lav Davka. But then that would not answer the Marsha's Kasha, because the whole Marsha's Kasha, right? In other words, the truth is it's very meduyik that the Marsha argues with me. In other words, the Marsha's whole Kasha was that maybe Rav Yosi Rav Chanina is talking about a Chatzar Mishtameres. So there's some kind of Svara that a Chatzar Mishtameres does not need a Dibur. But a Chatzar Sheim Mishtameres does need a Dibur. So the Marsha answer is to prove that the Gemara in the Havamina thought that a Chatzar Sheim Mishtameres does not need a Dibur. But if you would learn like me that the Havamina thought that everything is a Chatzar Mishtameres, so then you're only proving that the Havamina held that a Chatzar Mishtameres doesn't need a Dibur. So that would not answer the Marsha's Kasha. If you say the Havamina thought that everything is a case of Eina Mishtameres, so you see clear the Gemara and the Havamina held that a Chatzar Sheim Mishtameres does not need a Dibur, and the Mishnah's Lav Davka. In other words, the question is like this: is what is a Marsha proving? I'm being a little bit unclear. I'm sorry. There's two different ways of reading the Marsha. Is the Marsha, the way I think we read it yesterday, is the Marsha is just proving the concept that you can say the Mishnah is Lav Davka. But that we said yesterday is very, very fluky, because just because that there's a doichik to say the Mishnah is Lav Davka, and that the Gemara was ready to live with that doichik rather than ask the Kasha because they had a better Kasha, doesn't mean that in the Maskana we retain that daichik. Okay, it's a possibility. Hey, Lachinami, Taibis, you're not off the wall. Taibis says, it's Lav Davka, you're not crazy. You see, the Gemara did not ask a particular question because they thought of the possibility of Lav Davka. But it doesn't prove that at the end of the day, it's Lav Davka. But if you learn the other way, if you learn like the Marsha says it, that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that the Mishnah is speaking, and Rav Yosi Rav Chanina is speaking by a Chatzar Sheim Mishtameres, then it's more than just that they proved that they thought that the Lashon of the Mishnah is Lav Davka. It's that they thought that a Chatzar Sheim Mishtameres doesn't need a Dibur. It's a better proof. Right, it's a proof only to the, is the Marsha only proving the concept that you can say a Mishnah is Lav Davka, or is he proving the din that a Chatzar Sheina Mishtameres doesn't need a Dibur?
Maybe for a different reason they didn't ask the Kasha. Why is maybe Kasha still exist? Maybe a different reason they don't ask these type of Kashas. I don't know, a different reason they didn't ask this Kasha.
But the Marsha says that the reason is because the answer is because they said the Mishnah is Lav Davka. You can't argue with the Marsha.
The Marsha to weaken the Marsha.
That's a Shvacha Kash. Marsha, no, that's the only possible answer. But I think it's a nice.
No, I think Rebbe, I think Shmuel's saying that doesn't Rebbe still have the same problem? The same way Rebbe was asking that it's not such a good raya that it's Lav Davka, because the Gemara can only hear it's Lav Davka, it doesn't mean it's true. So same thing Lagabi Chatzar Sheina Mishtameres, that the Marsha could only prove Chora that the Gemara could hear
but that's already a much better proof. Now you see that, why should we make a machlokes? In other words, there's a concept in machlokes, we try and minimize the switch between the Havamina and the Maskana. So if the Gemara and the Havamina held of the din that a chatzar she'ein mishtameres does not need a dibur, so it's much bigger daichek. It's not so pasha to say the maskana switches it in. You know, like that, like, and that's sort of like chatzar in the Gemara. That's much more. That's a much better raya. In other words, the way if you learn that they thought that both cases is a chaser mishtameres, so you don't see that the Hamina thought the din is that you don't need a dibur. All you see is the Hamina had a way of reading the Mishnah. Okay, that you can read the Mishnah laftafter, but once we change the case of the Mishnah, so we won't read the Mishnah laftafter. But if you learn the way the Marsha sets it up, that the Havamina held that Rav Yezra Chanina is Chatzar She'ein Mishtameres, so then it's Mukhruch that the Gemara held that the din of a Chatzar She'ein Mishtameres is that you don't need a Dibur. So that's a better proof.
I thought the Rebbe
not perfect. But it's a much better proof. We don't want to. We're not going to make a switch. Not only in the reading, but also in the din.
In Havana. Rabbi saying in Havana, it's much worse to say that there's a switch in Havana. Meaning,
right? The other way, it just, you know, we're not switching Havana because the Mishnah is a different case. So we never thought that a chatzar she'ein mishtameres maybe didn't need a dibur. It's just a question, is can you read a Mishnah lav dafka? Obviously, even the Havamina knew that that's daichik, but the Havamina thought it's a possibility. Okay, so you prove, all you can prove, if you said it like me, you can prove that's a possibility to say a daichik. But the way the Marsha is saying, you prove that the Gemara held in Svara that the pashtus is, so to speak, that a chatzar she'ein mishtameres does not need a dibur. That makes logical sense, and it's just what they held in Svara. And
that becomes daichik by itself. Then
switch that, and the maskana is much harder.
What? That becomes daichik by itself because that's much more rochik Svara to say ein mishtameres. That Yosef Bechanina's chiddush is even by ein mishtameres.
Why is that daichik?
Because it's much easier to say his din is when it's dafka by mishtameres, right?
Okay. I don't know, but that's what the Marsha does say. That Marsha says, you know, like you can't argue the Marsha. Marsha just says that. Again, he says, So he's, in other words, what the Marsha could have said is he could have that there's a split between Mishtameres and Eina Mishtameres, and they thought they're both talking about the same case. But the Marsha doesn't say that. The Marsha says, well, which means that the Gemara knows, even in the Havamina, the Gemara understood that there's a chiddush between Mishtameres and Eina Mishtameres. And for some reason or another, they thought that Rav Yezer Rav Chanina is talking even by Eina Mishtameres. That's the way the Marsha seems to say it. It was, no, Azagadaite, the Mari B'chad Eina Mishtameres. In other words, they thought he's talking about Eina Mishtameres. Okay, so then and Marsha is a little bit, it's definitely a little bit better that the since we think that the Hamina thought he's talking about Eina Mishtameres. And we still thought it's lav dafka, the Mishnah. That means that we're holding in Hashkafa that Eina Mishtameres doesn't need a dibur. So why should we change the reading of the Mishnah and the Maskana from the way we read it? That at the Havamina, we read the Mishnah differently. The Havamina, we thought the Mishnah is talking about Mishtameres. Maskana, we're learning Mishnah's Eina Mishtameres. So there's good reason to switch the reading of the Mishnah because we switched the Havana of the Mishnah. But the way the Marsha says it's much better. Okay, it just makes me feel better that I would like to claim that the Marsha doesn't just say that I'm wrong for no reason. In other words, the Marsha went out of his way to say that I'm wrong. The Rasha went out of his way to say that the Hava Mina held that both cases are Amish Tameris. Now, why did he say he could have been neutral? The Rasha could have said his pshat to say that the Hava Mina thought they're both equal. Either they're both Mishtameris or they're both Amish Tameris, or he never knew if there's a difference between Mishtamer and Amish Tamer, you know, like, but the Marsha doesn't say that, so he went out of his way to say I'm wrong.
Rabbi's understanding of the Mishnah that of the Havinit that the Gemara thought the Mishnah is talking by every case. How does the safe of the Mishnah work if it's Mishnah Meris?
Okay.
If it's Vizrat Kedarko, who cares?
Okay, maybe because it's some kind of svara that even if it's Mishtamir, it's running around too much. It's not that does you're not kinda. I what they say as far as a dime a dozen. It's not shomer in your right. Don't they say this in Hilchos Shabbos that if you close a jar on a bug on a fly and the fly is still flying around in the jar, so that's not called seida because you still can't get it. So the fact that it's enclosed in your jar, you didn't capture it because how are you gonna get it? You know, so it's in your jar. Right, that's what I think I say in Shabbos. So
it's they could say that.
What?
It's mutter to do that.
I don't remember if it's mutter, but it's not saying that the raisa because he's not captured because you can't get him. The moment you're going to try and get him, you're going to have to open up the jar and he'll fly away. You know, so the same thing. The sweep, but he's stuck in your chutzner, but you don't have him because go try and catch him. You know, he's running around your chutzner. So I got a bird flying in my house, and I can't catch the bird. So I'm kind of, you know, not so posh. It's not mukh, it's really not a mukhruch that you can ask a kasha. That doesn't make sense. Why should you be kind of? I don't have it. The fact that he's stuck in my house is a problem. I can't live in my house because of the bird. The bird has my house. I don't have the bird, you know? Okay, anyway, but let's go to Meram Shif. Okay, it does happen. Birds come flying in houses. I know. It has happened. Well, so Meram Shif gives a different answer. Meram Shif is much easier. And then I want to read the beer. The Meram Shif says, Ube'eva mishtameres, ki ome bitzad sadeyu, have a mishtamer. A very simple thing, that the Elme Bitsida makes it Mishtamer. V'odif k'mishtameres. I'm not sure what this means. K'demuka b'shmai. Does anyone know what that means? Like, he's just repeating himself. First he says, Havik k'mishtameres. V'odif k'mishtameres. I don't know what the double talk, but I don't know. Maybe there must be something in the Gemara later. Anyone know? He really says, Havik k'mishtameres. The other Kimishameris. I just don't know what he's adding. Okay, I don't know. If anyone knows, let me know. Umarash. Marash means a marsha. Umarash midayek mikoa kushes hamachin. You know, as Marash answers the problem, as the Rav Shif leaves out the problem. The problem is, what's your raya? I, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina is talking about Mishtamer. So he answers that our Mishnah is also a case of Mishtamer because Omei Bitsida makes him Mishtamer. The Marash gives a different answer that Midayik Mikal Kusha Samakshin, the Tiknin Esadayu, Omaksha Adirav, that's the first person, that's Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Avohod, the Be'inim Shiomar Zoksa Nichale. Apagav the Seroso Hashta Masnisen Iri Bimishtameres. Apagav the Seroso Hashta Avodim in the Shamar Zoxo Nichele. Apagav the Seroso Hashta Masnisen Iri. So what's that Mishnah Meres doing? No,
reading the Marasha, but just the opposite, like Rebbe wanted to say.
But he's saying that the Avagad Rosso Hashem Masnisen Ari be Mishnah Meres.
The Maharsha actually said that Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina is chatzar zayin mishnah meres, but he's equating it by saying that right now our mishnah is mishnah meres.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. No, I didn't catch that. You know, but he quotes the Maharsha different than the Maharsha. Well, that's interesting, right? In other words, he's reading the Maharsha that the Hava Mina. So why didn't they ask again? Avagav, where is this again? Avagav, this Frosso Hashem Asnisen Ari Bimishtameris. And yet they could have asked the question, and they didn't ask that question. Must be that they knew that you can make a Dukimta Vlavdafka. So that's the Marsha's Diak. But the Marsha really says something else. Now the Marsha says that the Havamina was, the Marsha says, Beferish, right? That's pretty fascinating. I don't know, you know. It's an interesting, very interesting. I don't know exactly what we do with it, but it's interesting. No, the Shiv quotes from Rasha that the Havina was that the Mishnah is Mishtameris, and therefore everything is the same. That's why they ask the Kasha. And the Marsha and the Marsha's Diak is, since you thought the Mishnah is Mishtameris, why did you ask the Stira from the Mishnah to Rav Yosef Rav Chanina? Must be that you knew that you could say the Mishnah is Lav Dafka. The Marsha actually says it the other way, that not that they thought that the Mishnah is Mishtameris, but they thought that Rav Yosef Rav Chanina was by Eino Mishtameris. So we said, I think it sounds right that the Marsha's way is much better than the Maram Shif's way. Because the Maram Shif's way is all you prove is that the Gemara is ready to make a daichik and say something's lav dafka. But just because we were ready to say something's lav dafka doesn't mean that at the end of the day we're going to say it's lav dafka. And in the Havamina, we were stuck. We had to say it's lav dafka. But the Maskana, we're not stuck anymore. Because the Maskana, the Mishnah is Tikkun, we're talking about a case of Chatzar She'ein Mishtameris. So you're not stuck. So why should you? Maybe we don't say it's Lav Dafka. The way the Marsha says it, it's the same case. We're not, the Havamina learned the din of the Mishnah is Lav Dafka. And they were happy with such a hashkafa, reading the Mishnah Lav Dafka in this case. So why should we assume reads the Mishnah any differently since the Havin and Maskana understood the Mishnah in the same case? And that's a much, much stronger raya. Okay, I don't know. It's worthy of making a note of that. I'm shy to is whether I would to you know whether that's worthy of writing it down, and you know, making a, you know, it's, there's no lumdus, it's just an observation, it's a very nice observation.
So and it comes out there's a machlekas achrenim, what the Havmina, what the movement is in the Gemara having in Maskana.
Right, comes out, yes, and it's almost, I mean, you know, I wouldn't say that that's why the Maram Shif doesn't like the Marsha, because Maram Shif doesn't really say, he just says the Ein Sarach. But, you know, it could even be, you could even, for the sake of argument, it could make a Tolik Zabizah that the, you know, the Maram Shif gives his answer. Obviously, his answer is not so simple, as we'll see in the beer, or we'll see whatever we'll say. The Maram Shif's answer is not so simple either. So it could be that in the judgment, you know, you have the judgment, which answer is more daichik, the Ram Shif's answer or the Marsha's answer. So it's it's within reason to suspect that the that there's not really such a giant, yeah, that this is a whole machlokes between the Marsha and Rav Shif, that the Marsha, the Rav Shif doesn't like the Marsha's answer because the way he gripped the Marsha, it's a pretty shvacha answer. So hey nachinami, his answer is better. But the way the Marsha said the answer, it's not such a shvacha answer. So it could be that the Marsha's answer is better than the Rav Shif.
Does Rebbe have power with the Rav Shif's answer? The Rav Shif's answer itself, his answer.
We will have to read the beer, and the beer is going to explain why in Svara there's something wrong with his answer. Because the beer is that's what the beer is doing. The beer is going on the Ein Sarach. The beer is usually, the beer is a little bit being, I don't want to say not a traitor, but he's usually the beer explains the Rav Shif. Here, the beer is coming to defend the Marsha against the Rav Shif. He's being, you know, but he's not doing his normal agenda. I guess maybe I'm wrong. That wasn't his agenda.
What letter is it in the beer?
What letter? It's Aleph.
Aleph, okay.
Right, in other words, the Marsha said, the Maram says to the Marsha, Ein Od Tzarach, because I have such a beautiful pshat. So the beer in Aleph, you know, this reading of the Rav Shif, it's a little bit hard to read. First he says his chat. He never says the question. First he says his answer to the question. Then he says the Marsha's answer to the question. And then he says, Ain't Sark, there's no reason to give the Marsha's answer because you got my beautiful answer. And then the beer explains why his answer was not so beautiful. And therefore why the Marsha's thought it was Sarah.
What's my Rav Shif's answer?
Rav Shif's answer is that the case of the Mishnah is a Chatzar Mishtameres, because once you're Omei Bitzida, it becomes Mishtamer, like Rashi seemed to say, except that we couldn't read the Rashi about Al Yado. But Rashi says the Akchav he Mishtameres. So
rather. I'm sorry, that's after Rav Yosef Bachanina or before? I'm saying, which is the argument of the Gemara? Before the whole Gemara?
After the Maskana of the Gemara. The Maskana of the Gemara, Rav Yosef Rav Chanin is talking about a Chatzar Mishtameres. And he says clearly, you don't need a Dibur. That type is has a clear raya that a Chatzar Mishtameres doesn't need a Dibur. Now the question is, just, what is it did in our Mishnah? So the Marsha, so type has brought a raya from Rav Yosef Rav Chanin to our Mishnah. Frank the Marsha, what's the raya? The Rav Yosef Bar Chanina is talking about a Chatzar Mishtameres, and our Mishnah is talking about a Chatzar Sheina Mishtameres. So says the Rav Shif, that's not true. That's a Sheker. Our Mishnah is also Chatzar Mishtameres, because once you have an Ame Bitsida, it becomes Mishtamer. So what's the difference? So there's no difference between a Chatzar Mishtameres with a fence and a Chatzar Mishtameres with a person standing next to it.
If I thought we only know that at the end, and the Mashal's goof is saying we're going at the step before.
No, the Mashal's kash is not on the question was on the, is on the Maskana. His raya was from the step before. The Mashal's Taifas is discussing Shad and the Mishnah Aliba the Emes. So Taifas is going in the Maskana. When the Mishnah says that you speak, Aliba the Emes, Aliba the Maskana Sakamara, do you have to speak or don't you have to speak? So Taivis brings a raya that Aliba the Emes, you don't have to speak, because Rav Yosef Rav Chanina says that a chotzer, you don't have to speak. You don't need even das. Frek the Marsha, this is all Aliba the Emes, that what's your raya, Aliba the Emes, from Rav Yosef Rav Chanina? Rav Yosef Hanim is Chatzar Mishtameres, and our Mishnah is a Chatzar Shei Mishtameres. And for the Rav Shif, that on the Liba the Emes, our Mishnah is also Mishtameres, because, like the Rav Shif says, that since Ki Ome Bitzad Sadayu have a Mishtamer. And so the end up is our Mishnah is also Mishtameres. So
does
our
that mean
Mishnah.
Rashi?
What?
Does that mean Rashi? I think Rebbe's understanding that means Rashi. He's saying Rashi's far. So that's Rashi.
Yeah, well, it doesn't quote Rashi. That's how we learned the Mishnah, that Omei Bitsat, yes, but Omei Mishtab Dida makes it Mishtameret. So therefore, there's only one type of Chatzar. There's Chatzar Mishtamer. Our Mishnah and Rav Yossi Reb Chanina are talking about the same thing. So Rav Yossi Reb Chanina doesn't need a Dibur. So our Mishnah doesn't need a Dibur.
And what does the Marshal say back to that? He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
At this point. Let's read the beer.
No. What do we think before the beer starts? What do we think the Marshal has answered back? Because it says clearly.
We don't know what the Marshal gets back until we read the beer.
But he knows Rashi. That's all I mean. He knows Rashi. Rashi's saying stand there.
We want to know why didn't the Marshal say like the Marshal's answer?
No, so that's Rashi. That's what I'm saying. Why doesn't he know Rashi? Rashi, if you're standing there, makes me
so that's the Rashi's answer. So the question is, why didn't the Marsha like the Rashi's answer? Okay, so that's what the beer explains.
No, I'm saying, do we have a point where somebody's standing by the field and that's still be considered not like Rashi, meaning ain't a Mishtameris?
No. We're not assuming anyone holds that way. Rashi says it's become Mishtameris, and Marshan knows that too.
Oh, okay.
So now we have the Marshif gives a beautiful answer. We have to figure out why the Marshan does not like the Marshif's answer. Right? So let's read the beer. So he says a pshat, and yesterday I said a different pshat, but when I wasn't thinking, I was off the cuff. But okay. So let's see what he says, and that's what the Marsha, what I said, and let's try what happens. The fiyah mevur b'shitas mikubatzis shein gama gedolim shemechalgem ben omei b'tzad sadeyu lechotzer mishtameres. But Omer zafsali. In other words, the efsher, you know, asik adaita neshama. There's a possibility that even though he's standing there, he doesn't realize he's supposed to watch it. It came and made a mishtamer, so it's not mishtamer. Achi got a daita b'feirish. The Masha Omer is zochsali. The boy nikdoso. Vos vada mishtamer mitzido. Mashen gave me mishtamer. Belava b'shamer kain afino shalomi daita ayin shab. What?
Standing there alone doesn't do it according to many rishonim in the shita.
Yeah, because. Because he's guarding the hole. But if he's his smartphone while he's standing there, or daydreaming, or whatever else, or he's in the middle of learning the Ian,
he's got to make an Amira.
So he says, because the svara that he says is because maybe, Asik Adaite and it's Shimro. Now, I don't really understand this svara. Anyone have any problem with this svara?
The svara itself?
Rav Schiff says a hesber for the Marsha. He says a hesber for the Marsha because he says that by offense is mishtamer because offense is mishtamer. By Omei Besida, it's only mishtamer because he is watching. So he has to say that he's watching.
He has to be Megal. He's Megal. That's the Kenyan that he wants.
He's Megal, not because of Kenyan that he wants. That's not what he says. He says he has to be Megal Das that he's watching, because otherwise we're nervous that he's not watching, and therefore it's not a Chutzner Mishtamir.
He doesn't say he's watching. He says Zachsi Lisadeh.
By saying Zachsi Lisadeh says a beer, that means that he wants the Sada to be kind. And that means so on this self understood that he's watching, because otherwise he can't be Zachsa.
Well, yeah. I don't know why that follows.
Okay. That's what he says. Achi got a daita befeish. Hashem is also the boy that knows. So does Vada Mishtam Remisido. But to me, this is a very funny answer. Why is it a funny answer? Someone help me out.
The only problem I can see with that, the Lashon of the Gemara, it's mashma that the Omid B'tzad Sadeh alone is good enough.
Okay, so he's saying that. I mean, it is that it's, the Gemara said that because they knew the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Omar.
So he's basically saying that you need the combination of the two.
Yeah.
To get into mishtameres.
Rashi's not masking that way. Rashi's masking that just standing there makes it actually mishtameres. Rashi should say that mirror.
Okay, but Rashi, that doesn't make a difference if Rashi. Tavis is bringing a riot. Tavis can't bring a riot because of Rashi's lashon. I would say I don't understand the Rashi shift. So it depends on whether it's asik adaite or lo asik adaite. So why does he need an amira? So he'll come to Bezdin and he'll say, I was asik adaite. But we don't believe him. So why in the world there's a halachic din amira? A person makes a kinyan, you know. We say, well, we're not sure you had das. I tell you, I had das. You know, they don't.
If I can't, the other people have the chavtza.
In other words, normally there's an amira. You need there's an amira is a special super das. But there's no, in other words, because sometimes dvarim shebelev don't have a dvarim. Halachically, Amira doesn't, Dvar HaShareiv doesn't have a kayach. You need Amira. Here, we're not talking about super das. According to, we don't need a halachic special das. The beer says it's a problem. Maybe lo asik adaita nishaimro. So ask him. He'll tell you, I was asik adaita nishaimro.
But Rebbe, the other people have the chavtza.
You don't believe him. So it's a suffix. It's a chavtza raya. I don't know.
Somebody else can take it. So and he'll become the Motzi Mechavra Lover Raya.
Okay, but it's not Mistavra. No one's saying, I mean, I don't believe that when the Havamina says you need a Dibur, even without the Dibur, you're also kind of, it's just that it's a suffix. That's what it means, that you need the Dibur. Pashup Shad in everyone's typus is Havamina. Was that without a dibur you're not kind at all? Not that it's a suffix. That's not the pashup shad. Pashup shad is
what about Tavis himself?
Dibur is a chedek of the kinyan. You need the dibur for the kinyan. Without a dibur, you're not kind.
What about Tavis himself when he said it earlier? What about Tavis himself said that line?
Where are you?
Earlier in Tavis.
Right, so there's some halachic din that
Tavis
says you need a dibur for the kinyan. There's a halachic pashup shan in Tavis is that there's a halachic din that you need for his ratzon to be expressed.
Yeah.
Since we don't know that he wants to be liknus, so halachically it's dvarim shebelev and dvarim shebelev lo have dvarim. And you need his rasan to be expressed. That was Tavis's hamina. But I can hear such a havamina in Hilchus rasan that there's sometimes there are different dargas of rasan. There's rasan. There's different dargas of das. There's das in your head and das that's expressed. A das and express is a stronger das. Sometimes Dasa you're thinking is only Dvaran Shabalev. So the Tavis is saying, I have Amina. You have to speak out. That means the fact that it's a Chisarin and Hilchis Ratzin. There's the Kenyan, Pashup Shan and Tavis is have Amina was. What makes a Kenyan? There's a Maisa Kenyan and Ratzin. And for some reason or another, it says here, that the Ratzin has to be on the Darga of a Dibur. Like the Berger Shmuel learns that by Kedushin, you need a Dibur, right? He says such a, right? That was a Berger Shmuel, that Kedushin needs a Dibur. Even though Ratzin believe would not help. Even though that's what he had to, Tetasuke by Sa'inyan is also a Dibur. But Pshat is because there's a certain stronger halachic force of a Ratzin belay Dibur, then a ratzon belev. Ratzon belev is a shvacha ratzon. Halachically, in its kayach of making a chalais, a dibur is stronger than a ratz and than a machshava. So, in order to make a chalais kinyan, you need a dibur. The beer is not talking about rutzen to make a chalais kinyan. He's talking about rutzen to make a mitzias a mishtamer. That's not making a kinyan. That's making a physical mitzias. Physical mitzias, you don't need a halachic din dibur to make a physical mitzias.
But he's quoting Rishonim, and the Rishonim are saying that the Amira is to make it the Mishtamer. He's not Mechadish that idea.
Okay, I'm not prejudiced.
If I don't understand
the beer, I don't understand the Rishonim. What kind of svara is it that you need an Amira to make a Mishumer? The Mishumer is totally on whether it's Asik Adaitai. That's what he himself says. He uses the words Asik Adaitai. I don't know if the Rishonim use those words of Asik Adaitai. You see, I said yesterday, and maybe that could fit into the Rishonim. I said yesterday that you need, not Asik Adaitai, that you need a good Shmira. That's what I quoted that story with Rav Dessler, that Rav Dessler told everyone that he's quitting smoking because he felt that by telling everyone, he's going to be more committed. He's going to work harder. So that's what I was saying yesterday. Avada is asik adaita. But, you know, a person's asik adaita and he's planning on doing it. And then he forgets. He's sloppy. So when you make a dibur, the dibur is more mizarez you. The dibur motivates you to work harder. But I would never use the word asik adaita because if the problem is only to know asik adaita, so ask him. And if he says he's asik adaitai, so he's asik adaitai. If he's muksik, and it's not muksik, so it's a suffix. You don't need it. That ma'akeh the kinyan. Did the other Rishonim say use the lashon asik adaitai? In other words, I would have said, see, I could hear that a dibur makes you watch better. That I hear as svara. That's what I was saying yesterday.
They do use the lashon kol shuhu misayir liknaisan, meaning as an expression for the amira misayir liknaisan. Isn't that an asukidaita idea?
Okay, I don't know, but if it just because misayir liknaisan, then I don't know why you would need a dibur. Pashup shat dibur. You know, then in Taisis, the havamina that you need a dibur is because the dibur is has a stronger halachic force. Even the way I'm saying it, it's not so nice. You know, a dibur makes you more committed. A dibur makes a person more committed. You know, we always say that if you make a kabbalah, I always tell you guys in Musar, you know, you write down your kabbalahs instead of thinking your kabbalahs. There's no din varn shabalei, but when you just think a kabbalah, so you think it's meaningless. You write it down, you're more committed, right? So the dibur makes a stronger commitment, makes you more committed to what you said. You feel more in achrayas. That was as far that I was thinking. In the it's explained in Marsha. We have a chisar and it's not mishtamir. We got to make this mishtamir. But who says your phone's going to go ringing and you're going to get distracted? And it's just because you're Omei Betzida and you want to watch it doesn't mean you're going to watch it. You'll be the many, very often people get distracted. And they're supposed to be watching it, and then they get a phone call, and something else happens, and they get distracted. So if you made a commitment, you made a dibur, so you committed yourself. You committed yourself to yourself. You told everyone. That makes you more committed. But I would never have said asik adaita. I don't know that to me. I don't understand.
Rabbi, maybe the pshat is that since it's an ina mishtameres, that means that everybody's able to go in, all the animals are able to go in, as we see from the Gemara, right? That people are able to go into his field, it's totally open. So that's called ina mishtameres. So Be'etzem is standing beside the field does really, maybe really does zero. It's not much punt like cares. It's that the amira it has any shaykhis altogether. It's not that standing and then plus dibur. It's just the opposite. The dibur is really what tells me to feel.
But that's not what the mirror says. I mean, the mirror
is showing that the standing now has control, has any shaykhis to anything. That's what makes the standing.
But that's not what he says, because we're afraid he wasn't asik adaite.
Right, so that mirror says,
I don't see that.
Can I try something else that be fits into that? So he says it's after that he's not asik adaite, and then he adds, in Cain, memelet's not mishtamer. So I don't know if this can be. Let's say I have a field that looks like it's completely open, but really I have an invisible shield all around it. Nobody knows. It's magic. It's invisible. But if you walk, you're gonna bump into an invisible wall. So could it be that that's not called mishtamer for some reason? I don't know if I hear that.
No, you gotta come up with a good reason. Now, the push-up shot is he's standing by the entrance, and if anyone wants to come in, he's gonna kick them out. And if the animal wants to go out, he's gonna not let it out. He's guarding. There's one doorway, and he's guarding the doorway. So the fact that no one knows when they come to him, they'll find out. They'll be in for a surprise. And your invisible shield, the mice says, a push-up shot is mishtamer. Why do people have to know? Unless you say, maybe that really. Maybe there's a svara you say. You can tell me a svara that even mishtamer is not really mishtamer. You know, maybe that's a svara. Maybe there is some svara. You say that even with mishtamer, anyone can climb over a fence. You know, mishtamer means you have a fence, so you'll climb over it. So the you're saying that the reason why mishtamer makes shimur is because people know you're makbid. You know, there is it's a kebeda. It's not really the fence that makes a mishtamer, because the fence is not. And most people can climb over a 10-foot fence. You know,
so a sign is better.
Years and years ago, this goes back to like 40 years ago. We had a seed program in Phoenix, Arizona. When I was my first years in yeshiva.
Phoenix. And,
what?
Phoenix.
Phoenix. And
the yeshivas there, right?
The what?
Before the yeshiva was there.
Right, before the yeshiva was there. Yes, before they had a branch. And people told me, oh, we got Phoenix. Oh, I'm sorry. So someone told me, this is true. It said that Phoenix had a very high robbery rate, much higher than in most of the country. And the person who was telling me this said, it's because people have. And so people, kind of them, are more comfortable to climb. They can easily climb over walls, and then you can't see them. So the fence encourages the guy of him. That was the guy told me. I don't know if that was a good story or not. He says, if you don't have a fence, so the guy of, he's going to walk into your property, people will see him. So he's afraid to walk in.
Where we live in a community, HOA community, there's no fences or anything, but everything's very visible. And it's one of the reasons we found that there isn't people taking stuff, because it's very easy to see.
Right. That's what this guy was saying. He was saying that the fences actually encourage more ganavim, because the ganav can jump over a fence in 2 seconds. It's so hard to get over a fence, right? So all the fence does, it gives them privacy to steal without anyone seeing. So maybe according to that svara, maybe the fence, what the reason why the fence makes it mishtamer is because it's a message that I'm makbid. So then I hear then Rafi saying a svara, that if people don't know that he's mishtamer, so people don't take the whole fence seriously. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe if he puts up a sign outside, that's okay.
Finish the svara.